the president of Mexico is taking a stance against social media companies in much the same way President Trump has. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is promising to lead an international effort to combat censorship after several platforms blocked President Trump for his role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Femi Okey is our social media expert and host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hey, Femi.
Hello there, Peter.
What's the president of Mexico doing here? Yeah.
There's been some surprise about the Mexican president's stance, that he's been so outspoken on this issue. He's even called social media's clampdown on people like President Trump a little bit like the Spanish Inquisition. People online are saying, well, references like this: Mexico is struggling with the COVID pandemic, drug cartels, femicide. You really should focus perhaps on your own issues. Rebecca Roth, though, takes on this idea about free speech and President Trump's ban. When you sign up for an account, she posts, you're agreeing to the terms of service. You break those terms, you can be on the platform, and you get thrown off the platform. It's pretty simple. Also posted on Twitter that President Trump can have press conferences like every president did before Twitter. President López Obrador has got about 8 million Twitter followers on Twitter and about 8 million on Facebook. So he's a pretty heavy social media user, Peter.
He is, but he's also a populist, so maybe his response is not entirely surprising. Even more reserved politicians like the German Chancellor Angela Merkel have also criticized social media companies for banning the president. What kind of threads are you seeing elsewhere around the globe?
You're getting a really good idea of what this social media ban is revealing from other governments around the world. So the European Commissioner, for instance, calls this a 9/11 moment on social media. The French economy and France and finance minister calls the social media companies the digital oligarchy. But have a look, everybody, at Jack Dorsey's tweet. He's the CEO of Twitter, of course. He says, explains the ban. He says it's partly due to Twitter's failure to reinforce healthy conversation. And Jack Dorsey himself says that this sets a precedent I feel is dangerous because it gives an individual corporation power over a global public conversation. And I'm just going to leave that conversation there, apart from noting that the download apps charts have had an uptick for social media apps like MeWe, CloudHub, and Telegram. They're doing really well this week.
You know, on the same lines here, last week you and I talked about citizen detectives who were trying to track down people who were involved in the Capitol insurrection. And that story is developing because now the detective work is spreading, Femi, to dating apps. Tell me about that.
Some of the big dating platforms have filters that you can apply so that you're matched with someone who shares your worldview. So users, for instance, can filter out potential dates if they ever agree or disagree with their political stances. So apps like OkCupid, Hinge, and Bumble have a sort of political filter. That's good background to know. Aaliyah's tweet, I'm just going to use her first name. Aaliyah's tweet came out a little while ago, and she says there are dozens of men on DC dating apps right now who were clearly here for the insurrection attempt.
Wow.
Some say it directly, others are obvious from MAGA clothing, location tags, etc. Is this information useful at all for law enforcement? Other people jump in. Alison says she knows people who are matching with MAGA bros on Bumble, and they're bragging and sending their pics and videos of them, of the Capitol riot, and then she's screen grabbing them and sending them to the FBI. JC comments, this is the best possible use of a dating app. And then before everybody gets super excited about this, I would say honey trap detective work. Bumble steps in on Thursday and says, we have temporarily removed our politics filter in the US to prevent misuse. Don't worry, it will be reinstated in the future.
Oh my gosh. I admit this transition is going to be tough, but we got to do it. We'll try. We don't have much time here, but the internet is remembering Joanne Rogers, who was a pianist, but also, of course, the wife of the beloved children's television host, Mr. Rogers. What are you hearing about her?
Oh, the memories and the beautiful tweets and remembrances are still coming in. Just before I jumped online with you, I saw this one from Chalice Yo-Yo Ma. He posted, may her journey rejoining Fred be accompanied by lots of laughter, music, and joy. And Mr. Adler shares this remembrance from Joanne Rogers. I don't mean to sound boastful, but he was my own icon before he was anyone else's. Being Mrs. Fred Rogers has been the most remarkable life I could ever have imagined.
Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thank you so much.